This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we've got a couple of professionals in here, so you guys be on your best behavior. Jason Lord over here, and you're with Season to Taste, is
That's
that right?
Me, yeah.
Chef with Season to Taste.
Yes, sir.
Paul Tarano, you're with Cook and Needham?
Correct.
All right, now... a few years ago, there's a place called the East Coast Grill, and it was over in Cambridge, and they had a thing called, thank you, is this better?
Much.
Okay. And there's a thing, they're just teaching me radio today. there's a thing called Hell Night, and it was a night where you, or the East Coast Grill, would, I guess, make stuff as hot as possible to challenge people who like spicy food. Is that right, or just the love of heat?
Yeah, love of heat. You got a bunch of people out there. We call them chili heads.
Yes,
and, they kind of get off with the pain. So it was kind of a challenge where they said, you know, you can't make it hot enough. And we said, yeah, we can.
And how often did you guys do Hell Night?
I know, right?
Challenge me. So we started out, you know, one night a year, two nights a year, and it grew in such popularity by the end. We were doing a couple three-day events twice a year.
Wow. Okay. And now... if I remember correctly, East Coast Grill also made an amazing hot sauce.
We did. We did Inner Beauty hot sauce.
That was my favorite hot sauce for a long time. I was going to college at the time, and I had to make sure I had a few bottles with me, bring it back to college. It would be bologna sandwiches with Inner Beauty, like, all year long.
I'll sneak you the recipe afterwards.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I love that. So, so now you guys are bringing this back to Cook Needham, right?
Yep.
So is... the first one sold out really quick. You got a second one happening. And when's the second one happening?
The next day. We're going the first and the second.
Okay, talk right into the mic there.
First and the second of October.
Okay, so the first and second of October. You think you like the hot stuff. You got to head over the second, I guess, you could get reservations for Cook and Needham.
Correct.
So what made you guys decide to bring it back?
Well, Jason and I were talking about it, and, you know, the following, and there's nothing like it, and especially in the suburbs, there's just nothing, there's not that many cool events, so we thought about just revisiting it, and I never expected the rapid turnout that we got.
It was, Hell Nights were legendary. I mean, people talked about them all the time. It was like kind of the place to go, the place to be seen, could this be another regular thing because of the response?
Quite possibly. I mean, we sold out the first night in 24 hours, which, you know, it's probably one of our first events that we've actually done in Needham. We've only been open, you know, just going on 2 years, and we haven't done a lot of, like, closed events. And this one, it was a shot in the dark, and it's people like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love it hot.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. I like it super. I like to think that I've got a high tolerance for heat.
Hold on. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, Isaiah does not have a tolerance for hot food.
So
this could be hilarious.
How bad is this going to be for me?
Well.
I mean, look, I put Tabasco sauce on my chowder.
Now how do you do with Tabasco sauce?
I'm not bad with it. I like it.
All right. So,
I like it. I just don't want to, you know, actually shat blood.
Okay. Is he going to be okay if he can take Tabasco?
Today he will be.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you'll be Christmas.
You're not taking it easy on us, are you?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
I like how they swoop in. They're like, today's going to be fine, dude, but tomorrow, well, you know, you're going to need dude wipes.
Well, they brought in some amazing looking food.
It looks so good.
I can smell the heat. This is nice.
Hold on.
My eyes are starting to burn. So what I'll do is I'll get this up on my Instagram,
wow.
Mike Chew AAF, and you guys can check out what the food looks like. We'll take a break here so I can stretch.
You need to stretch. You know. I need to. If you need to stretch, what am I going to do?
You'll need an ambulance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
911.
Yeah, somebody call 911.
Get in the fetal position now.
Wait, yeah. Josh is also a fellow puss when it comes to heat.
Josh, are you going to sample?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I am.
We're going to need somebody here to do the show in case of an emergency.
That'll be you because him and I are out.
Okay. All right. Well,
let's do this.
Let's take a break. Jason Lord and Paul Tarano here. Hell Night, Cook Needham. Still reservations available for October 2nd?
There's a few left.
A few left? Okay, where do they go to make... Can they go online to make reservations?
They can cookrestaurants.com, or they can just call the restaurant.
And just call the restaurant, get those. Okay, let's play Volbeat, and then we'll come back and we'll torture ourselves. All right.
Last day under the sun. Can you hear? Or is my... Five?
Did you unplug it?
Wow, what the heck? Oh,
man.
Did you unplug...
Lame.
Here.
All right. Oh, here, hold on a second. This is unbelievable. We're going to $1 billion radio station.
And Mike Schuh
and you can't get the microphones to work?
No, really.
Let's try this one.
Have you already had the hot stuff?
No, I haven't. Four? Is that better?
Yeah, that's much
better.
Okay,
I'm just going to... This is very uncomfortable, but I'll just talk like this with my gut hanging over the chair.
You'll be fine.
So we're here with... here, I got to grab my notes here. Chefs Jason Lord and Paul Toronto. They're bringing back Hell Night from the East Coast Grill from back in the day, October 1st and 2nd. There's still some reservations left for the 2nd, right? So just call Cook and Needham. Make sure you get those if you think you can take the heat. Now, they've brought some really amazing-looking food in here. We're on Facebook Live, facebook.com/WAAFRocks.
Yo, yo.
And so you can see Isaiah collapse into the fetal position live. This is why you're here, Isaiah. We trapped you.
Thank you.
I was like, Isaiah, there's food coming in. And this he's is, like, oh, he, I'll be right there.
He lies to me and says, Isaiah, you want to come in and have some food? I'm like, sure. He's like, it's gonna kill you with the heat. He mentioned that when I got here.
All right, let's do this. Right. So what are we having first?
So we have a Thai chicken dumpling.
Chicken dumpling.
Yeah, let's get some Thai bird chilies, Thai coconut sauce, mild. Yeah.
Like post factor.
Well,
from
your face
one
is already red, so it's
my face is already red. It's already red.
Always red.
He's scared.
All right, so there we go.
Okay,
here we go.
Mike Schuh and Isaiah are biting into it right now.
Mm. That's good.
Anything yet?
Oh, that's delicious.
That's pretty mild.
I feel like it's a given a second type of thing.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's not. No.
What are you doing to us?
Progressively,
okay. They're setting us up for death, dude.
It's going to start to hurt.
Most mild.
This is very mild.
All right.
So this is how it is at the restaurant too. When we do these nights, you don't want everything just to kick somebody right in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want them to start them off slow. If somebody comes in and wants a little bit of spice, you have a little bit of spice. If somebody wants a throat punch, you go up to the top and get a throat punch.
throat punch.
That'll be your third one.
This is fantastic.
This is great for all the ASMR fans out there.
Oh yeah. You're getting sleepy.
Oh yeah.
Now send me money.
Can we do the hashtag throat punch?
I'm in there.
Hashtag throat punch.
I know what you're going to have pulled up.
What do we have next over here?
All right, so the second one's a Mediterranean-style raw tuna with a jalapeno pesto and olives.
Josh, get in here.
That's tuna. Seafood.
No, you can't eat seafood. These are two of my favorite things, jalapenos and pesto together.
That one's easy going.
Seafood because you're up, pause.
The jalapeno.
All right, what is this?
That's a 6,000 to 10,000 on the Scoville. That's just a raw tuna. Okay. Mediterranean style raw tuna, jalapeno pesto, and olives.
So jalapeno is about 10,000 on the Scoville units.
They vary too, so it's not like
that's got a little something.
You can get
on
some,
there.
You know, Paul can buy some peppers at his place. I buy some jalapeno peppers at my place, and they actually have two slightly different heat levels.
Okay,
So it varies.
Food's amazing.
So just to give people an example, that's starting to kick.
Starting to kick.
Okay, just to give people an example of that. Oh my God, I'm on fire. The Scoville units, if you're talking like 8 to 10,000, that's like a fresh jalapeno.
That's a raw jalapeno.
Okay. Well,
they mash them up and they dilute it with sugar water, equal parts.
Okay.
To you know, dissipate the heat.
Okay. All right. What do we got next?
Hold on. He should have some.
No.
What?
As he runs out the door.
Oh, next
we
is
had
the,
a
the
no, we had a random person walk in the studio, drop off papers and go, I'm out of here.
Okay, so what is this?
That's a peel and eat shrimp with a little Scotch bonnet sauce.
Okay. All right.
Oh, not crazy.
I should have peeled this.
No, it's peeled. I peeled it. I did the work.
Thank you very much. Oh, lazy man shrimp.
Talk
right?
to me. There you go.
That looks hot.
That's not that bad.
No?
We started the sauce sweet, and then we just kicked it up with some Scotch bonnets.
Hold on.
Scotch bonnets have...
I feel like the garnish needs to be...
A particular kind of heat.
Don't eat that. It's the garnish is going to cool it down. You want to keep going.
Yeah. What are you doing over there,
sissy? Don't eat the salad.
Oh, my God.
Don't eat
you
the salad.
Such a pop-out.
Come on. Hey.
You are such a wuss.
Mm.
Look at you over there eating salad. That's delicious. That sauce is amazing. It starts sweet.
Yeah.
And now there's a little heat going on. There's some kind of fire burning
Ooh, I can
on the
feel
back
it.
Of my tongue there.
It's got a little something there.
On the little. Yeah.
How you feeling, Isaiah?
Yeah.
I feel good.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to puss out and grab some of the garnish.
Yeah.
Josh had one.
I had, what did I eat?
You had the second one. Come here and have
is
a shrimp.
Is that tuna?
Have a shrimp.
I'm not eating a shrimp.
Really? Right.
No. Unless you want me to throw up everywhere.
Hold on, here we go.
Yeah, that could be good for video. The beef.
Yeah. All right.
So we're celebrating the return of Hell Night at Cook in Needham with chefs Jason Lord and Paul Toronto, who are bringing the hell to Needham. Needham needs a little hell.
They do.
Yeah. They need a little hell in Needham. They need a little heat in that town. Absolutely. Now, what do we have next over here? This looks like a salsa of some kind.
So you have a habanero shrimp and peach ceviche.
Ooh, ceviche. I'm starting to feel. Yeah, you feeling it?
So that one's going to jump up a little bit.
Yeah, that hit you.
You know what's great about this is Isaiah's like such a, as you could tell, like an alpha male guy.
What?
He's like loud, he's
aggressive.
Brash, he's aggressive.
He's focused.
Everybody else sucks and they're wusses. He's the toughest guy in the room kind of thing. Now he's all of a sudden become very quiet. When you guys got here, like, oh, I can do this and blah, there's Slipknot rules and everything. And now he's like, I'm not sure of myself right now. I'm feeling kind of weird right now.
I'm questioning my sexuality.
Oh my God. That's how hot this stuff is.
I'm just saying.
So this is the...
My eyes are watering a bit.
The habanero. Yeah. Habanero, shrimp, and peach ceviche.
Peach. Yeah.
Ooh, that would burn you. That burns you.
All right, so what is this? Hold on. Oh, did you have the ceviche?
Oh, here, hold on.
Oh.
This one's going to get you a little bit. Just a little bit.
Get you later.
Right away. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Oh, all right.
No, this is I'm all in. Ready? In 3, 2...
It's really mellow.
Oh, wow. I'm still trying to talk myself into this one.
It's really... Oh, that gets you right up front. The other ones were like a slow burn. The sweetness first. Now listen to me. One day I'll call on you to do a service for me.
Oh my God. Sweet baby Jesus.
You know it's not going to help you now.
The peach makes it.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's hot. Yeah. Now you're getting to my level now. Yeah. Now it's starting to hurt me. How are you doing, Isaiah?
I'm sorry, what?
How are you doing?
I'm alive.
You okay?
Keeps burning.
Wow, that is surrounding my fat face.
You know what?
Oh my God.
Let's take a break here, Josh. Let's take a break. Do we get spots next?
Yeah, we got something.
We have
Hold on.
We have POD.
All right.
Alive.
Let's dump the tunes and get right into spots here.
Okay.
Cool.
So we're not too late.
I just
are you okay, man? You all right, Isaiah? Isaiah's turning red. He's very quiet.
Breathe it out.
We might need to call. You need a fire extinguisher? Fire extinguisher? Do you need a mint?
I got this milk over here.
Yeah.
It's going to cost
milk
you.
Milk would be great.
I'm holding off. On,
$10.
Oh, you need
already?
The milk now?
Not yet. I will not take it until I'm absolutely...
Okay.
It's like a safety word.
Okay.
Milk!
All right. Well, we're going to take... Can we take a break, guys? Hang out? Because we got just like two more dishes here, and we'll see how Isaiah does and if he can actually read something. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back. Hi, how you doing, Josh? We're in the studio with chefs Jason Lord and Paul Toronto. They're bringing back Hell Night, the legendary Hell Night that was at the East Coast Grill for many years. It's going to be at Cook Needham October 1st and 2nd. There are a few reservations left for October 2nd. So go to the Cook website, or you can call the restaurant Cook in Needham and try to get that. We've been sampling them here with Isaiah, who you hear on the weekends.
So the food is so good.
The food is delicious, man. And that's the challenge, right? To make hot, spicy food that still has flavor to it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because anybody could dump whatever, like just raw ghost peppers on something.
Extract. Talk about that. Yeah. Talk about how you take, because I was never a fan of spice, right? But now eating some of your food, you do it in a way, it's not intrusive, but yet I can feel it. Talk about that.
So we don't want to cheat. So you don't want to grab a bottle of extract and just pour it into a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Or
like you don't want to just spray pepper spray on something.
Yeah. It's not fun. Yeah. So that's why we go in different levels like we were talking about before, bomb levels. You can come in and grab a dish that's a 2-bomb jalapeno level, move it up a couple notches to a Thai bird chili, go back up to that throat punch and have a little bit of a ghost chili or a scorpion chili. So anywhere you want along those lines. And Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys have some wimp food there as well, just something off the regular menu for the Sally's in the house.
The dumplings with that papaya salad, that's going to be
awesome. That was pretty mild. For me, that was
I've been
mild.
Living in the wimp level since I got here.
You have been.
I sampled it all, but apparently there is a ghost pepper.
Right. Well, let's sample these last two dishes here.
You want to do that first?
Yeah, of course.
You should.
But yeah, they brought the, they were kind enough to bring them in and prepare them.
But then we have to get back to the ghost pepper.
We'll get back to that. I don't even, you know what?
Josh Dolan needs to eat the ghost pepper.
Let's just sample the.
All right.
So what do we got over here? What's the
next one? So that's a curried cauliflower that has a little ghost pepper curry in there. Right. Should be pretty hot. I think it's going to hit you.
Like,
just toughen up. Try it out.
Yeah,
toughen up.
That's exactly what you should tell that guy.
We're
so this is
taco.
This is a cauliflower, and it's a curry, ghost pepper curry.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Mmm. I like how they're whispering while we're taking the.
I like how your face is changing.
Isaiah's. He may be down.
No, I'm not down.
You still want to do that ghost chili?
It's not that bad.
It's excellent curry, but when I swallowed it, like the back of my throat's on fire right now.
Good.
Oh, now it's starting.
Yeah, it's starting.
How do they do that? How does Mother Nature do that? Like you eat it and it's like delicious, and then all of a sudden you're like, help me.
Watch the
Somebody
eyes.
Help me.
Watch the
Call
eyes.
The fire department.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well,
not too spicy.
But the flavor comes through, but you can taste you feel the heat of the ghost pepper.
Oh, right. Yeah. I love cauliflower, and that's good. So for a second it hits, but that's such a good, like I'm going to go back in for seconds. Watch. This is a really good, you guys have done the right thing here. Hold on.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's so good.
Okay.
Okay, it hits you for a second.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's obnoxious.
No.
It's not like. I told these guys off air a story of why I don't like heat, because I probably wolfed through a pile of buffalo wings at one point, and it was an awful feeling. This is tastefully done.
Right. Well, it's got flavor.
Right.
That's what he was saying. Like, you don't want just heat, because that, you know, that'll just ruin you. But you want
something
to taste
good. Because then you put it in your eyes.
Right, yeah.
Stuff gets weird.
So what's this last dish?
Is this where it gets weird?
Dish. Yeah, this one will get you. Black and blue sirloin.
I have to go.
Black and blue sirloin Korean barbecue sauce. We used to call it Jimmy sauce.
Is that edible flower petals on there?
Those are edible.
Yeah, how you doing?
Those are edible.
I'm good. I'm alive.
Just take a good dump of that sauce. Kokuchang.
Is there a
sesame
sauce?
Oil. Yeah, a little sauce on the bottom.
Oh, sweet Caroline.
Ginger.
Isaiah's blinking a lot.
Yeah, because I rubbed my hands on my eyes.
We said not to do that.
I know. They told me. They gave me instructions. God forbid I listen. That's got a lot of sauce on here.
Yeah, go for it.
Make sure you get a lot of sauce, man.
So I should just go?
Yeah, you just gotta do it.
A lot of that sauce.
How you doing, Shu?
Really? I'm gonna go.
Oh, you're out of hot sauce.
Attaboy.
It's good.
Oh, my God.
We got some nodding by Mike Shu.
That
Don't
hit
touch
my
your eye. Don't touch your eye.
Holy. I'm here.
The chefs are, like, taking notes. This is, like, some kind of... research. Oh, yeah, that's the hot one.
Wow,
yeah.
Sweet
that's
God.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, my God.
No, my eyes are bleeding.
Oh, my God.
All right. At this point, I just want to remind you to follow WAF on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
We're at WAF, or you can watch us in pain on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/WAF Rocks.
Really?
We're on Facebook Live right now.
Come here, Josh. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Josh.
It's the Korean barbecue
right
sauce.
Put that right in your mouth. The whole thing? The whole thing.
Oh, my God. Nobody's going to be able to do the show.
Oh. That has awesome flavor, though.
That's instantly gone to my sinuses.
I can't feel my tongue.
My nose is running.
This is where the fun is.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. The top of my head is on fire right now.
He finally broke a sweat.
Somehow
right? That was the one. You guys got me.
Promote them and say their thing because I'm going blind.
But yet the sauce is delicious and I can't stop putting it in my mouth. All right, so Hell Night.
That one's hot. Oh, my God.
At Cook Needham. Still reservations. If you think you can take the heat, go over it. And it's all delicious.
Hold on. Josh doesn't feel this is a... Go ahead, what?
Didn't give him any sauce.
Yeah, give him some
sauce. Oh, is that the heat? Did I eat the same thing as you?
By the way, the tenderloin is done perfectly. Oh, that's exactly how I like my beef.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice and just almost raw. I always order my steak as rare as legally possible.
So wait a second. What if we...
Oh, there
just,
it is.
Just... Oh, wait.
Yeah, you got that?
Yeah, oh, right. Hold on. In three...
That's painful.
Two...
Oh. Yeah.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yep, that's the one that killed Kennedy.
So,
oh, my God.
Hell Night... Hell Night, Cook Needham... Chefs Jason Lord, Paul Toronto, thank you for coming in and torturing us.
I thought this was a good idea at first. Now,
Wait, hold on. I'm
sure in like tomorrow morning, it's going to really be a bad idea.
This studio is going to reek in the morning. But hold on a second. There is a ghost pepper. There
I need some milk. Can you hand me some milk? This is the one that got me.
There.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Sorry. There is a ghost pepper that needs to be consumed by Josh Dolan.
No. You're eating that.
I'm not eating.
I'll eat one. Come on.
Right
talk
now?
Talk it back. Let's go.
Right now?
Come on, tough guy.
Josh?
Come on, tough guy. Get a ghost. I got a little sliver of ghost pepper. Is this big enough, guys?
Get in there.
Wait, do I need gloves?
Do it.
Ah, come on.
Ghost pepper. I can't even feel my tongue.
I just ate the sliver of ghost pepper.
Are you eating the seeds?
Don't. No, you're not going to do that to him, are you?
He's got him.
Eat it. Go.
Just take a little bite.
Right. Go on.
Oh, God.
Josh Dolan just had the ghost pepper.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming in. And check out the Cook website and call them for reservations.
Which is what? Can you remember?
I don't know.
Cookrestaurants.com.
What is it?
Cookrestaurants.com.
My brain's on fire.
Can you guys come here and you guys are the chefs.
Yeah.
Have some of this ghost pepper.
Oh.
I have a piece.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Savoring it.
Oh.
Not
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, what? Josh? Sorry, what?
This is an emergency.
Are you good?
What do we got next?
No idea.
We got no more. Am I disturbed?
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Do that. It's.
Where's the button?
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts so bad. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Love that tune. Rival Sons, Do Your Worst, here on the only station that really rocks, WAAF. How you doing, Isaiah? Isaiah, you know Isaiah from the weekends. He's on the weekend here at WAAF. He came in to help us try some of this extremely spicy food. The folks at Cook Needham bringing back Hell Night. They used to do the legendary Hell Night over at the East Coast Grill. They're doing it at Cook Needham now. And Isaiah, you doing all right? How's that spicy phlegm treating you?
Listen.
Yeah, right? Hits the back of your throat. Woo!
Can't be that spicy because he didn't have a pepper like me and Shu.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. Both Josh and I had a piece of the ghost pepper they brought in.
Are your teeth numb right now? Because mine are.
I can't feel my lips.
Listen.
And I like it.
Let's start by giving, let's give them props because the food they brought in.
The food they brought in was delicious.
Amazing.
It's very hard to balance heat and flavor.
Right.
And they're able to master that. So it's excellent if you like spicy
very
food.
Very hard to balance heat and the bottom of my throat.
Isaiah made a huge thing out of eating a piece of the ghost pepper. And then he ends up not eating any of it at all. Josh and I ate the ghost pepper.
You're fine.
Yeah. And
now, hold on. What is this yellow?
That's the Scotch bonnet. Not as hot as the ghost, but still pretty hot. Are you going to eat some of that?
Nope.
I had a little piece, Isaiah.
It's because you're a pussy.
And I have no control over the spit in my mouth right now.
You're just a
all right, as much of a pussy as Josh is at a Slipknot show, I'm a pussy right
There's
now.
There's a Slipknot show going on in my stomach right now.
Is it duality in your tummy?
You know
tummy?
Why? Because I ate some raw ghost pepper.
This is going to be That's a balloon why. Knot show soon.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be like a tiger bomb on your, on, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you going with that?
I don't know. I forgot what I could actually say on the radio.
Seriously, all props to them coming in here because, man, the food,
it was delicious.
The food was so good.
Yeah.
And the spices just like we started early with, you know, a little bit, a little more.
Yeah, they saved the hottest for last. And that was the best tasting one, in my opinion.
The piece with the steak?
The beef tenderloin with the Korean, hot Korean barbecue sauce. That was amazing.
And then we didn't have any issues until we stopped listening to them and we just ate the peppers.
We
themselves.
Ate the pepper.
Right.
Yeah. And they took notes the whole time like we were lab rats.
The thing that I'm concerned about is my chocolate starfish tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, because they say the blowout factor is going to be rude.
Well, you know, that's part of paying the check. That's part of the check, Isaiah. You got to think of it that way. You like the spicy food, you got to pay the bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.